death and suffering, but where's a God of love?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the best-selling book, The Lie, Evolution.
Well, one of the questions we often hear from non-Christians goes like this. How can you believe there's a God of love when you have so much death, suffering, and evil in the world? Well, first, I like to challenge them on how they determine what's evil in the first place. You see, ultimately, without an absolute authority, how can a person decide something's evil? And then how can they insist that everyone else should have the same definition of evil? I'm reminded of the man in the Bible who came to Jesus and said, "Good Master." Well, Jesus responded by saying, "Why do you call me good? There's only one who is good, God." In other words, Jesus was explaining that only the infinite Creator, who is good, is the one who can define what good is. At least Christians can explain why there's evil and good in the world. Their absolute authority, the Creator God, defines what's good and evil. And the origin of sin is in the book of Genesis. Non-Christians are being totally inconsistent to claim there is even such a thing as evil.
Over the next few weeks, we'll be remembering two disasters that affected so many people, Hurricane Katrina and the terrorist attacks of 9/11. Today, our most asked question at the ministry is, why does God allow such suffering and death? Well, we tackle that question in a witnessing booklet, and we'll send 10 of them to you for your gift of any amount. Call for Ken's booklets toll-free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS.